Today, we're going to talk about human aggression. Now, you probably see aggression every day when people are angry in cars or pushy on the subway. Well, to be a bit more formal, aggression is considered any negative or harmful behavior that causes psychological or physical harm to another person or ourselves. While you may understand what aggression is, there is the question of why it even exists. In the field of psychology, there are two main theories as to why aggression exists. Many researchers believe that aggression is a product of evolution. Most agree that men are more likely than women to act aggressively, and this is most likely due to the need for males to display dominance over others. In the past, and still a bit today, men felt the need to act aggressive in order to both protect their mate and perpetuate their genes. Females tended to gravitate towards males they felt could keep them and their eventual offspring safe. The world was much more dangerous back then, and safety was of paramount concern, which is why more aggressive males were more likely to pass on their genes to future generations. There are psychoanalysts who disagree with this, however. Another popular account of why aggression exists is known as social learning theory, which takes the stance that aggression is something human beings learn to do, not something innate or instinctual. For example, research has proven that aggressive reactions are more common in certain social environments. Children who observe violence at home are more likely to exhibit violent behavior. Further still, children from homes that are relatively calm, but who are exposed to violence through movies or video games, also demonstrate aggressive behavior more often.